I'll put up simply PA-52 Sergeant Carrier. It is 0106-2026. Dictation is for Jorge Mendoza. Mendoza spells M-E-N-D-O-Z-A. Jorge spells J-O-R-G-E. Date of birth is 10/31/1998. 27-year-old gentleman. Here with throat pain, period. Patient said this has been going on for approximately 7 days. Has been using over-the-counter medication with no improvement, period. Said he came in today because he's now having painful swallowing, chills, and myalgia, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient reports diaphoresis. Next line, he reports cough. Next line, he reports pain in his right ear. Next line, he reports increased temperature. Next line, denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, said he's eating and drinking well. Next line, denies stiff neck or neck pain, period. Next paragraph, past medical history. Adrenaline tumor, past surgical history, adrenal tumor removed, family history, hypertension and diabetes. Next paragraph, social history, denies drug use. He endorses tobacco and alcohol use. Next line, medication, Flonase, Sudafed, chlorpheniramine. Next paragraph, anxiety, correction. Next paragraph, allergies, none. Next paragraph, review systems. All systems were reviewed were negative except for those mentioned above, period. Next paragraph. A physical exam is alert-oriented and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% at room air. Blood pressure is 137 over 85. Pulse 85. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.0. Period. Next paragraph. Throat. Erythematous and edematous. Tonsils, pharynx, and uvula. Uvula is midline and mobile. No exudates present. Next line. Next paragraph. Neck. Full range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac. Regular rhythm with no murmurs. No peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph. Skin. No abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules. No vesicles or bulli. Period. Next paragraph. Extremities. Full range of motion of upper and lower extremities. No discomfort or range of motion. He bears weight well with no ontology gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2/10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute pharyngitis. Number 2 is odynophagia. Number 3 is headache. Number 4 is cough. Number 5 is conjunctivitis, left eye. Next paragraph. We'll go back to physical exam, left eye. Conjunctiva is injected with green discharge, visual acuity, e-conspect. Correction, no periorbital edema or erythema, no lid edema or erythema. Next paragraph, back to assessment and plan. A patient was given the following medication in the clinic, Rocephin, 1 gram IM. He was observed for approximately 15 minutes, then reevaluated, report improvements. And is comfortable with being discharged. He was given a work excuse to return to work on Friday, 9 January 2026. He works with direct and indirect contact with others, and his condition is contagious. Next paragraph, his medications were prescribed as follows. XYZ mouthwash, number 80 mils. He will do 20 mils, gargle and spit out once in the morning for 4 days. Next medication, amoxicillin, 875 milligrams, 1 POBID for 10 days, number 20. Next medication, Singulair, 10 milligrams, 1 PO, daily for 30 days. Number 30, next medication, Turbidex, ophthalmic, 0.3/0.1% suspension. 2 drops on OU, TID for 7 days. Next medication, triamcinolone, 0.1% cream applied to affected area. Twice daily for 14 days, number 60 grams. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. The following tests were done today. Strep, flu, and COVID. COVID and flu are negative. Strep is positive. The patient was strongly encouraged to come back to the clinic. If worse, go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. End of dictation.